It was good to get back out there. It was fun. You know, it wasn't obviously wasn't full pad, so obviously got to get to that tomorrow and go from there. So it was good to be back out there. Be out there with my teammates. It's been, you know, obviously being out for 2 weeks, been a little rough.
Were they pretty cautious with you, though, because of the importance of being ready for the season? And do you think you're going to see the field on Thursday night?
I would assume so. Yeah, I mean, I think I would get a drive or two. But obviously, we haven't talked about that. I'm just getting ready to go out there and play and be 100% healthy.
If it was a game, like a regular season game this past week, would you think you've been able to play this past
week?
Yeah,
I thought I would have been able to play in Buffalo, but, you know, it was still a little sore, so just making sure I'm not regressing and getting better, and that's definitely a major part of it.
Is there any concern about lingering stuff into the season? I know you play hurt all the time, but, you know, really taking care of the shoulder.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. It's a long year, and I found that out, you know, these past three seasons, and it's definitely a long season, and taking care of those things doesn't become a lingering thing throughout the year, to make sure you nip it in the butt now and then handle it.
And what was your impression of the other night, the blocking? Obviously, yeah,
we watched the film, and we were real close on a lot of things, and obviously you don't see that. You see that we didn't run the ball very well, but we were close on a lot of things. Obviously, getting out there communicating and having the five guys that have been out there would be great. And obviously, I feel responsible because I wasn't out there to help them out. So it's definitely something that that's why I was another reason why I was excited to get back out there today.
Ben said a lot of the mistakes were correctable, and he said also that game planning certainly would help. How much does game planning make a difference for offensive
line? Oh, it's huge. I mean, we're running the looks. Sometimes you get up there and you get in the box and they have a safety in the box. Normally we get out of it. Preseason, you want to see what you're made of. You want to run the ball and see what you can do against someone down the box. So it's like working on your four-minute offense, because obviously the starters aren't going to be out there at the end of the game for 4 minutes. So things like that. Obviously, you know, you're not putting as big of an emphasis on getting some of the, your marquee plays up called on games that are in the preseason. So it's definitely more is going to go into it. And obviously, there's a lot more pressure when you're in a regular season game to perform and to do those things. So guys aren't taking as much risk on defense, shooting gaps from there they weren't responsible for. It. So watching the film, I know we're a lot closer than it may look, so we just got to go out there and just keep getting better, keep working at it.
A lot of teams try to protect their starters in that final preseason game. Do you feel like you guys need the work? Or
I mean, we've played in the fourth preseason game every year I've been here. So I'm used to it.
I assume when you say you were close on a lot of them, you're talking about running plays.
Yes.
Because the pass protection at times, though, seemed, you know, shaky. I mean, Eli got hit a couple of times.
Definitely, and that's something obviously you got to get better at. You got to sit back and make sure you're protecting the quarterback. The number one thing we got to do is keep 10 up right. We know he's going to make us look good. So it's something that we got to continue to get better at. And obviously, not being on the field is definitely something that, you know, even more reason why I want to get back out there and be a part of helping this team.
Justin, you know, when the team brought all five starters back in last year, and there was some criticism of that. And with the results of the preseason, the criticism certainly hasn't quieted.
Yeah.
I mean, you always seem to be the voice of optimism for these things and staying together. I mean, why should people feel optimistic? I know preseason is preseason, but, you know, there haven't even been a lot of first downs. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the way, ever since I've been here, our preseasons haven't been all that spectacular. But you look at what we were able to do last year, I'm confident in the group of guys that we have. And that's something I'm going to keep reiterating. I know the type of character guys we have in this room, and they're not going to stop working. They're not going to stop coming to work and trying to fix this thing. So that's all you can ask. You can ask for guys to come out here and work their asses off and make sure that we correct the mistakes and those mistakes don't happen again.
Why do you think that is? That, you know, right, the preseason, the offense hasn't run up and down the field a lot in the preseason. Do you think you guys put less emphasis on it? Eli puts less emphasis? What do you think that reason is?
No, I think there, you know, some games you have some key guys that aren't out there. Obviously, the first game I put in, Eli didn't play in. So, you know, you don't have all your pieces out there. And like I said, you try to keep things pretty basic and vanilla. They're running, you know, pretty vanilla looks on defense. And you're looking to get some schemes, seeing what guys are bringing to the table. And sometimes you're running into looks that in the regular season you're checking out if you're going the other way or whatever the case may be, and keeping some things in your back pocket. So to overreact in a preseason is definitely something that I would not urge you guys or the fan base to do. But obviously, you want to see successful runs. You want to see, you know, explosive plays, and that's something that we obviously have to get better at as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, you know, everything's been perfect. It hasn't. So, you know, there's a little bit of both in there, and I think, you know, we're gonna get this thing right. I know we are.
We do have some tough words for the tight end blocking the other night. From an offensive lineman's point of view, how critical is it for them to be a part of it?
Well, you know, there are six offensive linemen. Half the plays, they're in there run blocking. And obviously, you know, you look at that Jets defensive front, and they got some grown men on that D-line. And to put a tight end on Wilkerson is definitely a tough task for a tight end. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and block them. This is the NFL. You're going to go against guys that can make plays. And we got to be able to secure the ends, and we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can on the backside to slow those guys up. And that comes with, like, throughout the game, cutting guys backside, making sure we're getting every hit on those guys we can, just wear them down throughout the game. And eventually, you know, those little creases turn into big gaps, and you start gashing teams, and that's something that we're looking forward to doing.
You had mentioned the four-minute offense, and obviously red zone efficiency last year, short yardage. Are you guys mindful of the fact that, you know, the run game, those were the issues last year with the offense in large part, and is it somewhat concerning that the run game, is it a little bit more concerning because of the fact that you know you have to run the ball to improve in those areas?
Is it concerning that we haven't?
Yeah, you haven't. Because obviously, those were the areas last year where the offense struggled for most of the season.
Yeah, I think what we're doing now, there has been some, there's good runs. We've actually picked up an outside toss that we picked up a third down and five on that first drive coming out of the half, and penalties brought us back. So those are things, obviously, that's what would disappoint me the most. Some of the penalties in critical times, or when we do have a good play, it gets called back because of a penalty. We got to cut those mistakes out. Because, like I said, technique error, those things are going to happen during the game. This is the NFL. Those guys get paid too. What we can't do is hurt ourselves pre-snap and then post-snap with penalties, because, you know, then that really puts us in a tough position when you're at second and 20, and second and third and 15. Those are tough times to play call or dial up something.
And just to go back to what you said about Wilkerson and the tight end, so that's something that in a regular season probably wouldn't happen. One-on-one matchup.
I'm pretty sure we would be game planning to. We don't want to have, you know, a rookie tight end out there as first block being against Wilkerson. But also at the same time, we got guys that can get that done, and they have to get that done. So it's good for those guys to get that look now and make sure they're ready for it. Because you come regular season, you're going to be calling to make some block like that, because you can't be perfect.
I guess my point was, we see it and it's a big loss, but you guys probably see it and say, okay, well, we would do this differently.
Yeah, I mean, we were getting some other plays, yeah. And obviously game planning for it. So obviously, but what a positive to take from that game is the way we competed and the way we were able to finish that game and make plays. Obviously, Kerry Wynn with a huge pick six, our defense getting another pick and putting us in position to score. I mean, that's huge. So for some of these young guys that are going to get meaningful reps at some point during the season, that's a huge game for us, and that's huge for them to get those reps and execute on the high level if they did.
How much does game planning help you during the season with runs and blocking in general? Because right now you guys really aren't game planning all that much.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, that's, you're looking to attack a certain part of the defense and attack it in a certain way. I mean, just look at it in any basis. If you see a weakness in a defense, you're going to keep attacking it over and over and over again. Whereas now, if we have something that works, we also want to try out some of our different scheme runs. So we're not going to just keep going back to the same play, even if it, you know, was working. You want to see what everyone can do and get everyone running all the packages and all the looks you can get. So obviously that's something that we're going to continue to do, and we're going to game plan for Dallas. And obviously we know them, they're in our division, so we're getting excited about it.